It's Brick and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm here for a DUI, which I'm contesting.
And why are you contesting it?
Because I blew a, a 1 point something, and they're saying I was drunk, and I'm going to fight it.
So a 1 point something is high, man. 0.08 is the limit. How could you blow a 1 point something?
I'm not sure. I was drinking Jack Daniels.
At the house or?
Yeah, in my car.
So between me and you, were you drunk?
No.
So how do they prove that you're innocent?
I'm not sure. We're gonna find out, though. I'm just praying. I'm going to give it all to God.
Yeah. And God's going to help you out with that DUI.
Yeah.
You know what? He's got a lot of stuff to worry about. He's like, wait a second.
Famine.
There is a guy.
World hunger.
Who blew a 1 point something in a DUI roadside test. And I'm going to help that guy out.
The door's going to open any second.
Any second.
He'll be right here.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm doing the courthouse. I'm over here with my girl over here. And she's got a court case. You know, I'm trying to support as much as I can, you know.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
What are you and your girl going to do when she gets out today?
When she gets out, she's blowing me up, asking me where I am, all anxiety. I give her moral support because she's crying, you know.
What's the best thing to do when your girl's crying?
The best thing to do when your girl's crying is to do what you can to not make her cry or to stop her from crying. But you got to figure out why you're crying because you might be the one that made her cry.
That's true.
It's the girl you made her cry, right?
If you kiss another girl, it makes her cry?
Well, usually you kiss the girl, you made her cry, but why'd you make her cry, you know? I'm not the type of guy that makes her cry, but I'm not every guy, you know, I'm different.
What works when she's sad? You give her a Kleenex?
I'd be like, I tell her to stop crying. What you crying for? You know, what is it? You know, for real.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine a fight between
very effective.
Just confuse her so she stops crying.
Yeah. And yet, he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you hear that smooth voice he was trying to put on you.
That's true.
It started off, it was just a normal conversation. Like, she's crying. Then it's like, this is how I stop a girl from crying.
It's pretty funny because off the air, he goes, between you and me, I don't have a girlfriend.
What a liar. When I'm on the radio.
Okay.
Doing interviews and such, I have a girlfriend.
Now we know why his girlfriend's crying.
The other girl's off the track.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? You hear me break down how to stop women from crying.
And then his girlfriend came out and grabbed him by the arm and said, why have you been taking it so long?
Just relax, okay? Just talking to the girl on the radio, doing an interview.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Got in a fight.
Tell me the story, man. What's up with the fight?
I was on my way to go do some blow, and the person I was with did not want to go, but I lived with him, and they had the keys, so I was like, give me the keys, and I got him, and then they were flipped out, and I left and did blow, just exactly why.
So where did they find you?
At a bar the next night.
So you were sitting at the bar and they just walked in?
Yep, I was having a drink, three cops walked in and were like, blah, 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 and I was like, yeah, that's me.
Did they find any drugs on you?
No.
You did them all, didn't you?
Yep. Every single one.
Oh, my God.
Every single one, bro.
Every drug on the planet, I did it all. Good luck finding any proof of anything, cops. I did all the drugs in the city.